Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Holy Tamora.
You might know him as the rugby player that has outlandish Aussie comments.
Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that draw.
But Nick Cummins is Australia's new bachelor.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of big hoos getting about.
Please welcome the Honey Badger.
Nick, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Were there any big hooers in the house?
Oh, no, actually.
Yeah, you can't say that.
It's a quote. Pitch, but not in the house.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about it. It has been one hell of an experience from a rugby player who went overseas to play rugby, who has now decided to come home to be Australia's bachelor. Like, how does that conversation even go down?
That's the thing. It's 2018. It's about, you know, trying new things, being your best you, and I think throwing yourself in the danger zone, and that's just what I've done.
It is the danger zone.
Yeah.
You're like a deer in headlights. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, but that's been my life
for
a long time. I always like to throw myself into the deep end. I think that's where you get your growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think with this, there'd be, you know, a lot of pros and a lot of cons, but was there anything in particular that when you were deciding to do this, you were a bit nervous about?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's one of those things that it does scare me a bit. So that's where I, like Tyson said, fear should be something you should be hunted down and killed. Don't know how that applies to this, but
yeah, don't kill the girls.
But basically just take it on,
yeah,
you know, and have a go. Of course, you know, there's cameras in your face while you're kissing a girl, but you know,
yeah, is that real weird? How close are the actual cameras? Because we just watch it on TV and don't think about that sort of thing, but is it right up in your grill there?
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit much.
Do you rate your kissing technique?
No, I'm not a face eater, that's for sure.
Okay,
no. So how many girls did you end up kissing?
Oh, Kapler.
No,
I'm not into that sort of thing.
What do you mean? You don't go on a TV show to date women and you're not into kissing?
He's not a kiss and tell.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman.
You'll have to watch the show, Ando.
Yeah. You will. No, I mean, there's one of those things you can go out and kiss all these girls, but then you get to a point, you're like, oh, you know what? You want it to be meaningful, so you sort of just drop back a bit. You're like, no, just pull up stumps. And then all of a sudden there's a funny fight because you haven't kissed all of them. Yeah, you've kissed that one. You haven't kissed that one.
Easy way to fix the problem, mate. Yeah, just dive in for a couple more.
Obviously, the first episode of The Bachelor every year is one of the highest rating episodes because we get to meet all the girls and they come out of the car and you see them. You hear the saying, like, love at first sight. Obviously, you can't just drop a bomb of who won, but is it fair to say that the people who you were favourite, you saw straight away and you're like, yep, that one's maybe not the winner, but a winner?
I think you could pick probably a final five, probably straight up.
You reckon?
Yeah.
But that's just maybe by their personalities. Would you reckon your family and friends who will be sitting there to watch the first one, who obviously don't know what's been going on because you got to keep it quiet, do you reckon they'll be able to pick your type?
Yes, but also I've changed my type.
Ooh.
So my type went from a type with certain coloured hair to now it's none of that. Now it's absolutely nothing but what you feel.
Wow.
Not what you feel, but what...
Oh, no. the
we've progressed from Bs to double Ds, you know.
No, the feelings that you have.
It's like sitting next beside them and you know, a silence isn't awkward.
Yeah.
You know, sitting with them and you just, time disappears and you don't even...
Can you stop it? Every girl's falling in love with you right now.
Now, Nick, I've got a question in regards to, I think this would have been a funny moment, but when you were told your best mate or something that you were this year's bachelor, did they think you were taking the piss?
Yeah, you just get a reply back saying, feed income, ?
And were your parents a part of the process of you deciding to do this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I brought up my family. I've got a big family. I'm one of eight kids. You know, straight up, my brothers are like, what, like a dating thing? Like you go on dates and you, and I was like, yeah, yeah. And they get, and do you smooch them? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, how good. Yeah, you beauty. They're like, go for it. And dad's like, yeah, why not? What could go wrong? But then my sisters were like, oh, I don't know if you know what you're getting yourself into here. It's a bit of it's a different thing. But, you know, I think... I've always been about throwing myself in the mix, and they know that. Even though this is nothing I would ever do, like they think it's such an out of the box thing for me to do. But I mean, you got to grow and change, and I like new things. So,
Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Nick Cummins is Australia's new bachelor.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of big hoos getting about.
Please welcome the Honey Badger.
Obviously, you'll decide who the winner is at the end, but I feel like a lot of guys who have sisters. The sisters need to give the approval of the new lady. Do they come into it and do they give you the, oh, that one, not that one sort of advice?
Yeah, like, and that's a big thing. When the family comes in and they actually meet the girls, there's certain, that's when my family now would know which one is more suited to me.
Yeah, got you.
So they would have met a few and then they'll know in the back of their mind, oh, it's definitely this one.
They can, because they get a feel for them. When they sit down and talk to the family, they know just everything. You can feel their presence and then and how they would gel into our sort of our family, you know, dynamic. And yeah, like they picked it like pretty good. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah,
right. Really good.
It's good that they're supporting you as well, because could you imagine getting on that show and not having any family or friends support you?
Yeah, well, I was expecting to have no support, but turns out, you know, blood's thicker than water and your family always got your back.
Yeah. What's it like behind the scenes? So this is what I always, obviously you can't go into too much detail because it's a TV show and it's a production, but the girls are in one house. Are you in like this amazing bachy pad and someone's standing there like, you know, feeding you your food and you've got like someone choosing your outfits every single day? You just, is it like we all imagine, like you're living like a king or? No.
Kind of. You know, I think you put your own undies on and tradie undies.
Obviously. I was going to say, what are those undies that I
Who's
that
sponsoring
I often
you
see?
At the moment? Bonds or?
No, tradie.
Oh, tradie. Yeah.
Have you seen the commercials?
Oh, sorry. I thought, no, I haven't. Yeah.
Do you need extra support?
No.
Because they got tradie ladies. No, yeah. I mean, there's no butler running around the house. Like you cook your own tucker sometimes, and I'm pretty hard on the tooth, so I'll go out and make my own feeds. But you know, sometimes you order in a bit of Uber, Uber Eats, and
I love it.
Yeah, just sort of try and keep it as normal as possible, because you are locked up for a few months.
I've watched The Batch a bit, and when Matty J would look into their eyes and say these really romantic things, and I'd be like, oh, goodness gracious me. Are you fed those lines? Or like, just a couple of takes?
Because
like, that there, I that's the time of my life I'm just like, and I can't swear because commercial radio, but I'm like, that I would not be involved in saying those things.
Yes. Well, look, it's a tough one. There, as you know, it's not a documentary. that's probably the best way to explain it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all part of it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the fast five. So I'm just going to ask you five questions. Okay. You've just got to answer the first thing that comes into your head. Okay. What's the one song that you make love to?
Oh, it would be, I had it before. Round, round, you know, I don't know, so round, round, baby, round, round, spin the night.
You spin me right round, baby, round, round.
You make love to that song?
I have.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
To the words, too.
Your first kiss, can you remember who that was?
No, I can't. Actually, what? Yes, I do. It was year three.
Year three?
Nice and early.
Started early, mate.
No, but yeah, then I was a late bloomer.
Oh, right.
Like, in the end.
Yeah.
The final stages.
Yeah, I mean, Josh lost me V-wings, buddy, a couple of years ago. But I'm... Making up a lost time ago in the batch, so yeah.
Yeah, well, who was the best kisser in the batchy?
Oh, well, I can't say because you have to.
I thought I'd get
watch.
You there. I thought no. I'd get you there.
Well, you're dreaming.
What's your go-to date dish?
Date dish. I don't mind a bit of salmon.
Ooh, crispy skin?
Both.
Mm. Most embarrassing moment the Honey Badgers ever had.
Because I have probably three slabs of salmon.
What?
So one will be crispy, one will be, and you just change it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, and you cook this yourself?
No, I'm pretty hard on the tooth. Yeah, you got to eat a lot.
And your most embarrassing moment ever?
Oh, jeez. Most embarrassing moment.
I reckon you got a few.
Staring into someone's eyes on The Bachelor.
Yes, I was saying some cringeworthy things.
You've said a few in your time, mate. That's how you've got favours here, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm only joking.
Those things are the funny parts of life. You know, it's a bit cringy at the time, but then you laugh your head off later.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
You might as well laugh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we love your honesty.
The Bachelor returns tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10. Nick Cummins, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah. Good on you guys.
Thanks, mate.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.